Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
You probably can already hear the pastor joining us now on the line. This is Pastor John Chelomo, who's talking to us about the Great Commission, the commission in color, global, local, and personal. The gospel was never meant to be monocultural. I sometimes wonder why we always make Adventist music monocultural. How dress code has to be monocultural. The Great Commission stretches from dust roads in Galilee to bustling cities in Africa, Asia, Europe, and beyond. It's global in scope, local in application, and personal in calling. What does it look like to honor this diversity while staying faithful to the one message? Huh? How do we do that? Pastor John Chelomo joins us on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for taking our call again.
Thank you very much.
I do apologize, Pastor. I called you instead of calling the other pastor. I called you way too early. But thank you very much for picking up the call. All right. So our question for today is really meant to focus on just that. We're trying to focus on the global, local, and personal nature of this Great Commission in living color. So tell us, how does cultural humility strengthen our effectiveness in the Great Commission?
Well, cultural humility strengthens effectiveness in the Great Commission by fostering understanding the respect of diverse cultures.
Right.
Recognizing everyone's culture and approaching evangelism without ethnocentrism, whereby you think that your culture is the best. So now, the problem which is there, like in the maybe going further, it's how do we go about, because how do we go about presenting the gospel? Because we want to present it in the Western culture. Look at the Zulu culture, the Xhosa culture, the Tonga culture, the Ndebele. So you cannot say the Western way is the right way.
Right.
But you need to respect those other cultures.
Right.
For you to have an effective evangelism.
Okay. So, maybe not for this show. In what ways has the Western model of evangelism unilaterally and unintentionally, I suppose, silenced other cultural expressions?
One of our professors wants
to see the preservation of the Western culture.
Pastor Chelomo, you have just become inaudible right now. I don't know what just happened. It's like a switch flicked and then we can't hear you now. Are you still there?
Because our values, we cannot worship God.
There you go.
The way our ancestors used to worship. It's not that they do not know or understand about God.
Okay.
I'm just bringing the historical part of it.
Right.
Remember, there's the... I don't know if you say Mkulukulu.
Yes, Ngulungulu.
Hello?
Yes, we say unkulunkulu in isiZulu and it's in Ndebele. Unkulunkulu.
Unkulunkulu. Is that a new word, if I may ask you?
It's a bastardized word. The original word is mkulu, mkulu. So it's two words that were used to emphasize the grandeur and greatness of this god of the Africans in sub-Saharan Africa. But the Europeans, when they wrote it down, they said nkulu, mkulu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, for them, they thought that they are the ones who are bringing that to us.
Right, right.
We were worshiping God. The only thing, the only missing link which was there, we did not know that there was Christ.
Okay.
Like in my culture, there's where they call Malende, where they go to offer sacrifices, so maybe cows and what, praying for the rains.
Right.
To the higher God. Now, it's not something that is very strange. Of course, the missing link always is the blood of Jesus. It's Jesus being the way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Being the way. So now, That was the only thing. But the Europeans have everything African seems to be evil unless we value their way. Because for me to talk to if like my some okay, let me say like in Nkosi Zulu. For him to understand, you need to understand his culture. They have to explain certain things in their culture to say, okay, you worship this, there's this, there are these gods, but there is Christ, there is a higher God.
Right.
Now, if I was going to talk to an Indian, I need to explain to him, no, look, there's incarnation. It does not mean that when you die for good.
Okay.
Yes. I need to tell him about the resurrection of the death of Jesus Christ. I need to explain certain things according to their culture.
Right.
When I explain it according to their culture, they will understand.
Okay.
Now, that has been overshadowed because we want to worship God in the Western way. Anything that is African, maybe Hindu and what, they all seem to be evil. But if we could incorporate the ways of life and understand them, it becomes easier for them to understand. Look at Christ. He used parables to help them understand the message that he had.
Mm.
He did not want to maybe make it to see, started telling them things about heaven. No, he was using the examples that are there.
Okay.
The lost sheep, all those things. So to make them understand. But the Western the missionaries overshadowed all those things. This is why there's much resistance to join Christianity, because people still think that it's a white man's religion.
Right, right. So how can we make this gospel feel both global and deeply personal to those we're reaching?
I didn't get you.
My question is, how can we make this gospel we're talking about feel both global and deeply personal to the people we're trying to reach?
Okay. So, remember 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19 to 23, where Paul says, I become all things to all people. So, now, trying to, we need to contextualize the message to our current situation.
Okay.
Locally, we need, like I explained, to say everything has to be explained according to culture.
Right.
Then we move on. As we are talking about globally, we need to show the people to say the God that we are worshiping is one God.
Okay.
There are no many gods. It's just one God. There's one God. There's one Christ. There's one Holy Spirit. All those things, they need to be explained to say the God that we worship here is the same God that is worshipped around the world.
Mm.
And we need to remember the part of this testimony as well. Also praise a very, very big role to show people to say, I'm not just talking about this God, but it's not just a God from the abstract, but it's a God that has really is a God that I've had a personal relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have listened well.
I hear you, Pastor. So what role does local customs, local languages, and local traditions play in our attempt at contextualizing this gospel?
Okay, like I said earlier on, is that if we are to contextualize the situation, we should not look at it from the Western point of view. Let us look. Let us do it from the local view. Say I'm Tonga.
Yeah.
How do I explain? How do I teach my people about God? I need to look at them. If I'm talking to them from the farming point of view, I need to explain certain things so that to them it becomes more familiar.
Okay.
I should not say things that are foreign. I should not talk about snow. I don't talk about things that are not there. My examples, the examples that I need to show them are the things that they're able to familiarize with.
Mm.
By so doing, it becomes easy. Now, it just reminded me of something. When I'd last year, I'd gone to Uganda for a crusade.
Right.
Now, just for me to familiarize myself with them, I had to wear one of those regalias that they put on.
Right.
So that I accepted.
Okay.
And I was able to go around and talk about certain, see certain things and talk about them, even as I was preaching.
Right.
It became more easier for me to reach out to them. So, okay. Yes. So, those are the things that we need to do. We should not familiarize ourselves with the things that people are. When we talk about them, when we talk about Christ, we give them examples here and there. It will become very easy for them to understand
right.
things, not in the Western way.
Yeah. Okay. 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 I was also in Uganda. I had a slightly different experience there. Yeah. Anyways, so finally, Doctor, how can your own cultural background now, if you're Tonga, I am Lubi, and I hear you're Tonga, how can your own cultural background be a tool, not a barrier, in fulfilling the commission, the Great Commission?
Okay. I just need to be come down to the ground. Like Paul says, I need to be all things. If to the Jew, I need to be a Jew. To the Tongans, I need to be a Tonga.
Okay.
And I need to do things accordingly. Share the word of God accordingly. Not scare them, but show them that this God that I'm talking about is a loving God.
Right.
And help them maybe with unique perspective and the empathy, help them understand the shared human my experiences that I have.
Right.
Yes. And talk to them. I don't know, there are a lot of things that we can talk about here.
Yeah.
Not because of them, but we just have to be simple and have that self-awareness, a willingness to learn. Sometimes it's very important to learn certain things that you may not know about your own culture. You learn about them. So that as you are talking to them, because there are certain things you tell them, this is sin, this is what. The same things which you think that they are sin. How can you train them so that they can understand? And by the time that you are finishing talking to them, they would have known to say, oh, I think what he was trying to tell us is here and here. This is not the way that... we need to be, and also building cultural bridges, cultural gaps.
Yeah,
understanding these Western concepts, we need to tell them and show them to say, okay, this is what they mean when they talk about this. But
okay, got it loud and clear. Thank you very much, Doctor. Really appreciate it, Pastor. I really, really appreciate your time, especially today. I really, really appreciate that you came through. Even when I called you earlier, you picked up. You didn't give me a pass. I really appreciated that. I appreciate the commitment. Have a wonderful day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow, Pastor.
No, thank you very much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.